Proceedings under the roll call be dispensed. Be dispensed with, and the sergeant of arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The sergeant of arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, the Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
My privilege to be with you again. Let us pray. O gracious God, source of all life and source of all love, we thank you for the signs of spring that we see and we feel around us as we witness the melting snow and anticipate the rebirth of grass and flowers and budding trees. Refresh us always with the hope and the marvel of new life, not only within nature, but within humankind as well. Thank you for the break which these senators have received. And as they spent time with family and friends, and as many worshiped in their religious traditions, we pray for a renewal of their individual lives spiritually, physically, and mentally. Again, as the work of the Senate resumes, we pray that even though there may be great disagreements over ideas and policies, and at times emotions may run high, but may the attitude of respect for the integrity and the value of each other always prevail within this chamber and also with all of us in our daily lives. May we always see in each person we meet the image of your creation and realize that within each individual your spirit dwells. Guide us so that we may make a positive difference in the lives of someone today. Guide our governor, Mark Dayton. Grant him health and strength and wisdom. Be with our president. For all the concerns within our country and throughout the world, especially as we think of the war in Afghanistan, the tension in the Middle East, North Korea. Be with our servicemen and women around the world as they serve in whatever place they have been stationed. And be with their families, especially those that are separated by great distance. Again, in our own personal lives, we bring before you the names for those for whom we ask your healing, your comfort, your strength, and your peace. We name them quietly in your presence now. Amen.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all.
See you next time.
All right.
Bye. Have a good week. The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Sanjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
We move now to a quorum is present. We move now to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Hayden.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted with exception of the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We move now to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed in the agenda and on the addendum will be given their second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Senate bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions, will be taken as one motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dahl.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1282 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education, referred to the Committee on Finance. It is my bill. We have talked to the chairs. Thank you.
All those in favor
Madam
of that
Chair,
motion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Hand.
Madam Chair, I was wondering if Senator Dahl could explain a little bit about the bill and why he's moving it from a policy committee to a finance committee.
Senator Dahl.
Madam President, Senate file. Can I get back to the I haven't looked at this bill since before break, and I put that request in before. Could I get back to you in a few minutes?
Madam Chair, that'd be fine if we can defer voting on this until such time.
Okay, we'll refer voting on that motion. Senator Latz.
Madam President, I move that Senate File Number 7, Number 40 on general orders be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Latz, this is your bill?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the reason for moving it back to Finance?
It was mistakenly sent to the floor. There is a fiscal impact, so it needs to be in Finance.
All right. All those in favor of the Latz motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Champion.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate File 840 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and given a second reading and placed on general orders.
And on that motion, Senator Champion, that's your bill?
That is my bill.
And the reason for withdrawing it from Finance, the Finance Chair has agreed?
Yes, he agrees because there's no fiscal implications with this particular bill.
Okay. All those in favor of the Champion motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate File 840 will be given its second reading. The bills on the agenda on page 6, the Senate Resolutions 51 and 52, will be referred to the Rules Committee. Oh, yeah. Senator Scalzi.
Thanks, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 1245 be removed from number 109 on general orders and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. This is my bill. It's a cleanup agency bills, but it has some financial implications.
All those in favor of the Scalzi motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dahl. Right, we're waiting. Senator Dahl, are you ready to make your motion?
Madam President, Senator Stump is a co-author over there. I don't know if he's explaining to Senator Hand the details of the bill. If I would defer to Senator Hand to see if he got his questions answered.
Senator Hand.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, Senator Stumpf, thank you for coming over and explaining to it.
Senator Dahl, would you make your motion?
Madam President, I renew my motion that Senate File 1282 be withdrawn from Committee on Education, referred to the Committee on Finance.
Is there any other questions? All right. All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We move now to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Bach, Housley, Westrum, Kiffmeyer, Metzen, Ortman, Sieben. Senator Tomassoni.
Announcements, Madam President?
Yes, announcements.
Madam President, I want to remind everybody that tonight is the annual, not the annual, semi, no. Every 2 years we have a Ranger Party. Tonight's the Ranger Party, everybody, and it's at Mancini's, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and we hope to see you all there. Thank you.
Biannual. It's called biannual. Are there any other announcements? Senator Marty.
Madam President, the Senate Environment and Energy Committee will be having a joint hearing with the House at 12:30 in Room 5 on energy economics with somebody from Bloomberg Financial. Encourage you to be there.
Members, the Pension Commission will be meeting at 4:30 tonight to accommodate the Ranger Party. Any other announcements? Senator Hayden.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do adjourn until Thursday, April 4th at 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.